Good morning. Coming up on 1010 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for our update on all things Independence. We have Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber joining us. Good morning, Lisa. How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. So here we are as we wrap up July, getting into August, and a lot of good stuff coming up.
I know. Lots of things. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the Little House on the Prairie event that is happening this weekend. Wanted to give everyone some information and guide you to some Facebook pages that will help you to know what's happening. So first of all, I would encourage everyone to like and follow Little House on the Prairie Museum. That's the Facebook page that is connected to our site. There's a lot of sites out there, a lot of Facebook pages, and they're very entertaining and fun to follow, so I encourage you to do that. But if you want to know about the specifics of Carrie Days, make sure you're on Little House on the Prairie Museum. So that's happening this weekend, August the 1st and 2nd. So that would be Saturday and Sunday. And it's open from 10 to 5, but from 11 to, I believe, 2 o'clock is the time frame for the Carrie Days event. And let me see here. I want to make sure that I told you that right. Goodness, hold on a minute. Anyway, they'll be having Carrie Days in conjunction with the opening of Little House on the Prairie, and they have lots of special guests planned out there. They will have Laura Ingalls Gunn, who is a descendant of Laura Ingalls. She will be out there. She is a seamstress and creates lots of costuming, similar to the costumes that you see in the Netflix series, on the regular TV series that we saw out on the prairie. So she'll be out there. They also are going to be having the twins. They're the Stephan twins, and they are the two that played the toddler, Rose Wilder, in the TV series. And so they'll be on site as well. And then there will also be Sydney Robin Greenbush, and she is one of the twins who played Carrie. And so this is Carrie Days, celebrating Carrie's, I think, 156th birthday. Carrie was actually born on the prairie in 1870 on August the 3rd. So that hence the reason why we're having the Carrie Day celebration. So be sure and come out to the prairie and enjoy everything that they have planned out there for the weekend. And it will be, as I said, Saturday and Sunday, and that's from, I said 11 to 2 earlier, it's 11 to 4. And then in the evening, there will also be an event that is going to take place, and it is called, there are so many things happening out there, and it is When the Prairie Stopped Singing, and it's a musical performance that will happen right in front of the cabin, and that's going to take place at 6 o'clock. Now, while regular admission, I believe, is like $5 to get into Little House on the Prairie from 10 to 5, if you come out for the 6 o'clock performance, that is free. They're asking for donations to still help with the maintenance and enhancements to Little House site. But anyway, I plan to go out. Again, it's open from 10 to 5. 11 to 4 is the specific Carrie Days celebration, and they'll have a costume contest going on. They have displays of pioneer living. They have story time, meet the cast and crew. There's going to be some people out there as well that I mentioned. And then the event at 6 o'clock, I would encourage everyone to bring a chair out for that performance. We did secure some hay bales that will be brought out, but you might be more comfortable sitting in your chair. So bring that out and enjoy everything that is happening on the prairie. I wanted to share a few bits of statistics that I thought were interesting. So the Netflix series has reached number one in popularity, and so that is super cool for us, since they mention over and over again Independence in that series. And then the increased traffic to the Little House on the Prairie Museum listing on Travel Kansas has gone up 418% just on looking up Little House on the Prairie on Travel Kansas. And then they also reported 231% increase in their website traffic, and that is going to Independence, Kansas. So those are significant numbers. That means people are looking at our community and thinking about visiting. So that's an increase in tourism that we're pretty excited about.
Very exciting. Maybe plant that seed.
I know. Have you been out there lately? Or
I need to get out there.
Yeah.
I've been hoping to get my nephews out here to show them around.
This weekend will be, fun time to do that. So, and if you do get them out there, the Riverside Park is always a fun place to head out. They will be having the petting zoo this weekend because it'll be the first Saturday in August, and that's from 1 to 2 over by the goats and the donkeys. So be sure and check that out. And then I also forgot to mention that hopefully we'll get a lot of traffic in town from Carrie Days because we'll encourage people to go visit the museum because they have a lot of pioneer displays and things for you to look at on the basement level of the museum, as well as a cabin down there, a log cabin. And then we have ordered in a special flag from 1869 that we're going to be placing by Dr. Tan's gravesite to help people be able to find that as well in Mount Hope. So lots of traffic, probably in the park and zoo area this weekend. The only cool place to be the last few days has probably been at the Aquatic Center, but I do want to remind everyone that it will close next weekend on Sunday the 9th, so be sure and get in all of your swimming before they close for the season. Leadership Independence is taking applications for our program year, and the deadline is August the 10th. You can apply online. You can give us a call. We will send you an application. The tuition fee is $400, so if you are interested, be sure and get that filled out sooner than later. So I know Coffeyville has their program. They're probably getting ready to kick off as well. Mid-Continent Band just made a post that they will be having their concert at the high school tonight due to the heat. So be sure and head to the Performing Arts Center at Independence High School at 8 o'clock this evening to enjoy Mid-Continent Band. The IMAX Singers will be having their community choir concert tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the museum. So I'm hoping to attend that. I went to their last concert. It was very entertaining. They have a nice choir. They've been practicing all summer. So again, it's at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center at 123 North 8th Street tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And then also, there'll be this weekend free music at the IGC Sporting Heritage Center. They always have free music on the first Saturday of the month from 11 to 1. They're located at 212 North Penn Avenue, so be sure and check that out if you like live music and you're looking for something to do, and I'm sure they'll have the air conditioner cranked down as well. First Friday's coming up, not this week, but next week will be Friday, August the 7th. It's being sponsored by Independence USD 446 and the USD 446 Education Foundation. And we will be hearing from Kelly Pruderbaugh, who is going to be sharing information about Bulldog Buddies, and it was formerly called Teammates. And so it's basically in-school mentoring. It's a much-needed opportunity for volunteerism. So please tune in and get more information about being an in-school mentor through the Bulldog Buddies program. Ann Birdie will be talking all things Education Foundation. So she serves on the Education Foundation board and will be sharing some new things about the foundation. And then Michael McCambridge, who was a former assistant principal at the high school, has now moved to the principal position at Independence Middle School and will be sharing some information as they kick off the new school year. So we're excited to have him at the middle school and look forward to some new things that he has planned. August the 14th will be Downtown Movie Night. It's in conjunction with All Wheels Night. So we'll have All Wheels Night first, and then we'll move right into the Chamber's Downtown Movie Night, being sponsored by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Independence Community College. Pre-show activities start at 7:30. Showtime is at 8:30. Lots of things have planned. We'll have root beer floats and popsicles and popcorn and giveaways. Everything is free. We have things probably enough for 100, 250 kids. And so it's all free, kids only, for the freebies. But everyone is invited. It's a fun family event. And like I said, we'll be showing Frozen. And we kicked off movie night back in 2015. And one of the movies that we featured that summer was Frozen, strangely enough, when it was a new release.
Coming back.
I know. Here we are. So we picked that one to kind of take us right into the fall as we prepare for Niwala. So that's kind of getting everybody in the spirit. And then I'll wrap things up by... let's see here, telling you that it won't be long before we have the Canocla 100 Mile Highway Sale. That is Thursday through Saturday, September 10th, 11th, and 12th. And you'll be able to get your free permit at the Chamber office Monday, August the 24th through August the 28th. And then we'll be creating the map. So, you can't get it now, but in a few more weeks, August the 24th, we'll open up and you can get your permit at the Chamber office and then save the date for September 10th, 11th, and 12th. And you know what? I think that's it. I am on a tight timeline today and thought I would really just focus on Little House on the Prairie. That series on Netflix is really putting us on the map. Lots of fun things planned for the weekend. Please remember to go on Little House on the Prairie's Facebook page. There is a Carry Days event, and if you click on that, it will take you into some information about all of the special guests that they have planned for the weekend that are going to be there. And again, it's a two-day event, so it should be lots of fun.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate it, Lisa. I'll let you run and look forward to chatting again and next week.
I'll be back. Thanks for having me.
Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce here on the Mighty 690. Straight ahead, we have a check of some ag news brought to you by Elmhaven Healthcare Facility. And we'll get back to your calls here in just a moment. So if you're on the line, stand by. We'll get to you in just a bit here as Open Line continues.